Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 64. How to Get Legs Like Lance Armstrong by Ben Greenfield. Of BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Mollick.
Hello, it's Thursday already, if you can believe it. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily, the podcast where I read you blogs just like an audiobook. I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Today's inspirational quote comes from Swami Sivananda. Put your heart, mind, and soul into even your smallest acts. This is the secret of success. Today, as I mentioned, I'm going to be reading a post from Ben Greenfield, the man and machine. But before we get into it, if you want to help out this show and keep it going for as long as possible, just come by oldpodcast.com, and there's a How to Help page set up there. It'll show you lots of different ways to help us out. Any of those will make a huge impact, and most are totally free. So again, just visit oldpodcast.com and find the How to Help link at the top. Or you can go directly to oldpodcast.com/support. Okay, let's jump right into the content and start optimizing your life. How to Get Legs Like Lance Armstrong by Ben Greenfield. Of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Of all the sports on the face of the planet, professional cycling produces some of the most impressive legs. But you don't have to ride a bike for 4 to 6 hours a day to get those same rock-hard quads, rippling thighs, and powerful muscular calves. Instead, in this article, you'll learn how to use a highly effective series of strength and toning moves to get legs like Lance Armstrong. By splitting the legs into three basic muscle groups, the quadriceps, the hamstrings, and the calves, you can create a strategy for targeting each section. Here's how. Number one, quadriceps. There are two reasons that the legs of a marathoner look skinny or stringy compared to a cyclist. One, the leg muscles must contract with a greater amount of force to pedal a bicycle compared to taking a step while running. Two, jarring, impact-based running is far more catabolic and able to significantly tear down muscle fibers compared to cycling. Based on these two reasons, a strategy for building impressive quads should involve choosing activities that, one, require high force production, such as lifting weights or uphill bike riding, and two, avoid excessive catabolic activities, like running or long, easy cardio sessions. Since the quadriceps, which run along the front of the thigh, are primarily responsible for extending the lower leg at the knee joint and flexing the upper right leg at the hip joint, any program designed to build the quads should focus on these motions. A perfect exercise for combining both of these movements is the kick forward. See the video on Ben's website. For this exercise, simply attach a cable or elastic band to the ankle or lower leg, stand on the opposite leg, and kick forward while keeping the leg relatively straight and the quad muscles contracted. Move in a slow, controlled fashion for this exercise. 2. Hamstrings. In many exercise books or magazines, you may have read about a bad quad-hamstring ratio, which basically means that the hamstrings, which run along the back of the leg from the hips to the upper calves, are disproportionately stronger than the quads. While this can sometimes be the case in elite athletes, in the average individual, the problem is not that the hamstrings are too strong, but rather they are too tight. In either case, the result is poor performance and low back pain, as well as an inability to properly develop the muscles in the hamstrings. For this reason, it is important to choose hamstring exercises that focus on both mobility and range of motion in the hamstrings, as well as strength in the hamstrings. Since the hamstrings are responsible for extending the leg at the hip joint and flexing the leg at the knee joint, a perfect exercise for this objective is the Romanian deadlift. For this movement, which can be done standing on one leg or two, you simply hold a weight and hinge forward at the waist while sticking your butt out behind you. If you keep your back straight and look forward, you'll reach a point where the hamstrings feel very tight and you simply can't go any further without bending your back. At that point, simply stand up back to the starting position. During the entire Romanian deadlift, keep your knees just slightly bent. This exercise will address both tight and weak hamstrings and allow you to develop the backs of your legs without having to worry about a strength imbalance between your quads and hamstrings. Once the hamstrings and back of your legs are strong, you'll have impressive muscle development from the upper calves all the way up to the butt. And number three, calves. It may seem intuitive that to get nice calf muscles, which run along the back of your lower leg, you should do lots of toe raises since the calf muscles are responsible for extending the toes. While this can certainly help, it is a very slow and inefficient way to get strong, powerful, and toned calves, and doesn't take advantage of the fact that calf muscles are also partially responsible for flexing the leg at the knee joint. Instead, a good calf program should focus on movements that require flexing the knee and high amounts of strength and power while shifting some of the weight onto the mid or front of the foot so that the calf muscles are forced to contract. Two such movements are squat jumps, and Ben has a video on his website for how to do this, and incline sprinting. For squat jumps, simply get down into a squat position, swing your arms, and jump as high as possible, then land in a controlled fashion with the knees slightly bent. Once you're good at these type of bodyweight squat jumps, you can progress to doing squat jumps with a barbell on your back or holding a medicine ball to your chest. For incline sprinting, I recommend using a treadmill. My favorite incline sprinting workout on the treadmill is a 10 by 30. To do this, just put the treadmill at as high an incline as possible, then set it at what would be considered a fast running speed for you, even if the treadmill were not on an incline. Then get on the treadmill, run for 30 seconds, and while the treadmill belt is still moving, hop off and recover for 30 to 60 seconds. If you want, you can do crunches or push-ups while you recover. Once you're rested, hop back on for another 30-second bout for a total of 10 rounds. By combining the quadriceps, hamstrings, and calf exercises above with a few cycling workouts a week, you can easily develop legs like Lance without having to ride a bicycle as much as him. You just listened to the post titled, How to Get Legs Like Lance Armstrong by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And as I mentioned during the post, Ben has some videos of the exercises on his website. So you can find the link to this post in the episode's description or at oldpodcast.com. And as I always mention, and I mentioned it earlier this week, when you want to do deadlifts or squats, especially when you're using barbells, definitely have a spotter. definitely get trained on the proper form, because the last thing I would want to have happen to you is you get injured trying these somewhat complicated moves. Before I attempted my first deadlift or squat, I had one of my buddies who has his master's in kinesiology watch me to make sure I was doing it properly. Now, being a trainer myself, I knew how to do it, but when you look at yourself in a mirror or you're trying to look at yourself from the side, you can still do it incorrectly. And so I would have him watch me just in case. Now, one more time, if you enjoyed the podcast and want to show a little bit of support, you can contribute financially or otherwise. We have a lot of ways that you can help. Just visit oldpodcast.com/support or simply visit oldpodcast.com and find the How to Help link. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. I'll be back for the usual Friday Q&A show, one of my favoriteest parts of this podcast, where I answer your questions. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.